Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. That and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. How you doing? What's going on? How was your Thanksgiving? Did you give thanks? Was there a drunk uncle at your dinner? A drunkle? If there wasn't one, maybe you were the drunk uncle. Anyway, happy beginning of the holidays to you, and of course Black Friday just happened, which means a lot of money changed hands and a lot of new video games and systems and consoles and codes were purchased. The Video Game Review, by the way, as I mentioned, I'm Rick Tittle here. Been doing this show almost 20 years. I'm a gamer like you. This is a sports talk network. Well, all the networks I'm on right now, nationally and internationally, are sports talk networks. And we will get back to the sports talk. We'll get to the NFL, college football, NBA, NHL, soccer, everything else in between. Tennis, golf, tiddlywinks, all that stuff. But we need an hour here, or less than an hour as we're underway, to talk about what's good, bad, and ugly in the video game world, especially at this time of year, when people are going to start really forking out some deals and making sometimes more than 50% of their annual income just from the holiday sales. We'll talk about it together. 1-800-878-PLAY. I have a brand new video game to give away. I'll be doing that at 40 after, as I always do. You can use the email address to win the video game, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also, for the cheat codes and that, I'll give it away at the end of the show. Older game, rick@sportsbyline.com. Go to sportsbyline.com. As we stream along, click listen live. Also on SB Nation live out of Houston nationally as well. And on the American Forces Radio Network. Troops love their video games. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We are also on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to have you there. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, our new cable provider. I'll tell you what's new this week, what I like, what you like. Call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages, from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour, that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Use of artificial intelligence is rapidly increasing, but for AI to improve our lives, it must be trustworthy. IBM's human-centered approach to AI puts ethical principles at the center of governed data and technology and fosters an open and diverse ecosystem. Recently, IBM was profiled in a report by the World Economic Forum as a leader in responsible AI. Seth Dobrin, Chief AI Officer, IBM.
The benefits of AI for business stand to grow exponentially, but only if society trusts it. That's why IBM is working with businesses across the globe to bring products like Watson Studio together with the right practices and the right policies to allow businesses to adopt and scale AI safely and effectively.
IBM believes that successful and trustworthy AI recognizes three principles. It augments human intelligence, data and insights belong to their creator, and these technologies are transparent and explainable. To learn more, visit IBM.com/Watson/trustworthy-AI.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network. this is what we do for 1 hour every week. We talk video games, and as I said, I'm a gamer. I don't design them. I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? And if it's fun, we'll play it. I don't care how much hype is in it, or how much money was spent on it, or all the cool specs. I mean, if you think about Pong, why did we play that? Because, well, at the time, it was fun, right? You think about Tetris. Was that voiced by Liam Neeson? Was that 60 frames per second, 4K, 1080p? No, but it was fun. See what I'm getting at? By the way, speaking of Pong, Atari is announcing their 50th anniversary, which will actually be June 27th of next year, but that's when it's going to hit. So 1972, 2022, they're already released what they call the Gold School Sunnyvale logo. Not old school, but gold school. It's Atari and then 50. And then inside it's the what they call the Fuji logo, kind of like Mount Fuji and also an A. It's like the three lines going up. But if you think about 1972, Nolan Bushnell and Ted Dabney, if you think about what a formative and massive role they did and introducing the world to games like Asteroids and Centipede and Missile Command, and of course, those were all arcade games, but you got to bring them home. Pong, I had the original Pong set. How old are you, dude? Hella. I had the original Pong set. I had the 2600. But if you think about having a video game console with swappable cartridges, the iconic Atari 2600, that was the wheel. That was sliced bread, high button boots, the Model T. I mean, that was it. That was the one. And I had it. And I remember my grandmother gave it. I have two brothers and gave it to us as a, you know, a co-Christmas present for all three of us. And we were over the moon. And I quickly found out that I would play it nonstop. My brothers would be like, eh, I'll play it now and then. And so I figured out that I was a complete video game addict. And then they weren't. But, you know, like I said, at that time, that was a huge thing. I remember there was a guy in my high school who's like, hey, can I borrow some of your tapes? And I'm like, which ones? He's like, you know, like Adventure and Slot Racers, Flag Capture, Starship. I said, tapes? I said, those are cartridges. He goes, well, yeah, but there's tape inside of it. I go, no, they're computer chips. He's like, what? But, you know, looking back then, you know, when I was taking basic computer science, that's what it was. It was magnetic tape. And if you got a TRS-80 or a Trash-80 from Radio Shack like I had, you had a cassette tape that was a little more metallic than the normal music ones. But, yeah, the whole system, and you go from the 2600 and all the iterations after that, a lot of them not great. You think about the handheld Lynx. You think about the Jaguar as they were trying to move into the future. And Atari finally got to the point where they realized they weren't major players anymore. Now, what Sega did, and Sega is short for service games, by the way, what Sega did was they finally, after the Genesis and trying to move on in the world with the Saturns and such things, they decided that they were just going to be a software company, you know. And but Atari is still alive to this day, kind of, sort of, and it is their 50th anniversary. All right. We also have some Cyber Monday deals, which people should know about. If you're looking for the Nintendo Switch with the Mario Kart 8 and 3 months of Nintendo Switch Online, that bundle is sold out at Target, Amazon, and GameStop. But apparently, as I speak, it is still available at Best Buy for $300. And by the way, the Nintendo Switch Online service gives you an access to a library of NES and SNES games. So you'll have plenty to play right there. If you look at some PC deals, Amazon and Samsung, they've got some deals on some really nice monitors. There were a couple of Samsung ones that I saw. There are some headsets. There was one JBL Quantum One, which is normally $300, is half off. Those are still available on Amazon as I went to start the show. If you're looking at mice. I was obsessed with remote mice for a long time, and now I'm back to wired because I realize, why do I need a remote mouse? I still need a USB port to put in the detector, and then I'm at arm's length. The wired mouse is not only less expensive, it is far more responsive, and you don't need batteries for it. So I am fully into the wired mouse. But the Razer Viper Ambidextrous, that's normally $63. That's only $40 right now at Amazon and Best Buy, or it will be for Cyber Monday. You've got, if you want the SteelSeries Prime Wireless, not Amazon Prime, but you can get it at Amazon Prime or Best Buy for about $90. Normally it goes for about $120, so about $30 off. The Logitech G305, not as many bells and whistles at a lot of them, but that's 25% off as well. But if you really want to go for a good one, the Ballistic Ultimate, and that is wireless from Razer, and I am a Razer man through and through, usually $120, it's $80. That's got 8 programmable weapons, by the way. PlayStation Plus memberships, Best Buy, Amazon have those for $25 or $20 off, which is good. I mean, just nothing that's going to, you know, tear down your house, but it's going to be something that will, you know, if you look at an Xbox Ultimate 3-month membership, normally $45, is now $25. Those are actually gone from Amazon. They've announced Target still has them, by the way. But if you go on Steam, there's up to 50% off a lot of games on there right now. If you want to go Oculus Quest, which is something that I have as well. Yes, I do have the Index as well. That's why the Quest doesn't get played as much. But the Oculus Quest 2, which is really cool, you can get it for $299, but you get a $50 gift card. So, obviously, with something like that, it's kind of like a $50 gift card. This is from Target, by the way. And, you know, then there are some ancillary things, like if you want to talk about speaker systems or, you know, gaming chairs, couches. I remember last Christmas for my nephew who lives in Sacramento, I bought him this like really nice video game chair. And then, you know, in March or April, I asked my brother, I'm like, hey, how's he like that chair? And he's like, oh, that's still in the box. I'm like, oh, he must really like it if it's still in the box. Video game couches. How do you design a video game couch? Make it comfortable and have it have a headrest so you don't slouch over. But anyway, a lot of stuff going on there as well. All right, the video game review is underway. If you'd like to participate, questions, comments, or concerns, I'll look at the email bag, Rick at Sports Byline on the other side. Coming up at 40 after, I'll give away a brand new game and tell you the release dates, all the new stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on VGR.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review.
64 days. Rick Tittle with you. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-PLAY. That gets you in and that gets you heard. Want to give a shout out to Darren, who's listening in Neepawa, Manitoba, in the great country of Canada. I was at a Sharks game a couple nights ago. I saw Austin Matthews, and who's born in the Bay Area, actually, but saw the Maple Leafs. I always thought leaves was the plural word, but anyway, the Maple Leafs beat my Sharks at the Shark Tank, and I always like it when a Canadian team comes to town because then you get both anthems, and I'm an American, but I think the Canadian national anthem is pretty darn cool. And they changed the words, made it a little more, I don't know, whatever the word is. They changed the words to make it more friendly. I don't know. Not all thy sons command, all of us command. But I looked up where Neepawa was, and it's outside of Winnipeg. And Darren won Call of Duty Vanguard because, like what you can do at 40 after the hour coming up here, in less than 15 minutes, I'll give away a brand new game. It's for the PS4, and today it's a little hint, and you can win it. Just be the second correct answer. So that's rick@sportsbyline.com. So Darren P. in, I hope I'm saying it right, Neepawa, looks like that's how it is, Neepawa, in the great province of Manitoba. So thanks for listening, Darren. I really appreciate it. The email bag, as I mentioned, rick@sportsbyline.com. And sometimes I have interviews with guests, and sometimes I have some agendas or, you know, E3s, or I go to the Game Developers Conference when there's no pandemics, and I've got a lot to talk about. But it's good to just sometimes reach into the email bag, which means clicking on a screen with my email, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Henderson, Nevada, and listening on the great KSHP 100 there in Las Vegas. And this is from Philip. Philip says, Rick, in your opinion, what is the greatest ending of a video game you have ever seen? Thanks, Philip. I appreciate it. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. I remember, I don't know, it was probably 15 years ago on the show, we were talking about this. And my answer then is the same that it is now, and that is ActRaiser. ActRaiser is a game that came out in 1990 for the Super Nintendo. And it was a platform and city building game that was developed by Quintet, and it was published by Enix. This is before it became Square Enix. And it combined a traditional left to right side scrolling platformer sword fighting game with a city building game. And also a god game. And you can get this now on your phone, on the PS4, on the Switch. You can get about anything because it's an older game now. And the side scroll, and it had great graphics at the time. And you were like this god, and you would fight in these side scrolling, and it was okay combat, but you were known as the master. And you would interact, you were in a cloud in this little palace if you played it, and it had these, you got to get yourself some marble columns, Fred Armisen. It had these like Corinthian columns. It was very Greek looking, like the Parthenon. And this angel would come down, and in between the side-scrolling fights, because that's when you went to the ground, then you had to fight. Then if you won that, you would take over and you would look down and you'd see these little people almost like populace. But instead of like, you know, I had populace in the Genesis, all I did was cause earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes. I just was fascinated with the carnage. I know, it's bad. But you would build these cities up, and then there would be little quests. Like, I remember one time I built this city up and this guy said, someone's missing. We last saw him fishing on a boat. And then I got in my cloud palace and I went over the land and I looked down on this lake and I saw this little guy in a boat. And then I said, he's over here. And then I returned him. And then I went to a new place. And then you go down and had great music, really good music, like soundtrack worthy, something that you would buy. Like when I bought the Dark Cloud soundtrack from the Tokyo Symphony, had to get it on eBay and not available in America. But anyway, make a long story longer. At the end of that game, and back then with Nintendo Power Magazine, you would take a picture. Remember, this is like 93. You would take a picture and then you would send it in, and sometimes they'd put it in Nintendo Power Magazine. Or I remember one time, whatever Mario game it was, I think it was Super Mario 2, I sent in the picture that I completed and they sent me a gold controller. It was gold colored plastic, but it was a little thing to prove that you finished the game. I know, this is when Texas was the largest of our 48 states. Not really, but close. But at the end of the game, what they did was, because you were a god, the master, and of course that name wouldn't be used now. Remember, you can't even say owners in the NBA, they're governors. So the master, though, it had this little, I mean, it wasn't really a cinematic, but it took the control out of your hand. You floated over all these lands that you did sitting building with, and you mined resources, and you built up a society, and you went subterranean to fight all these horrible creatures and bosses and things. And they would come out and they would offer you gifts, and they said, remember when we asked you to do this? Well, look how we flourished here. Do you remember when we were hoping you would build this? Well, look what we did with it. Do you remember when we needed a task here and you provided us with the material? Well, here's the result of that. And I remember sitting there with this smile glued on my face, because it was, and you know, it took, I don't know, a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe to finish the game. It was a pretty long game. And I just remember at the time, it was so freaking satisfying to, no, these weren't real people, but it was the biggest pat on the back I've ever had, that I've ever played video games with, from, you know, NPCs or bots, what have you. And I was just, all I wanted to do is just the developer or developers that did that, I just wanted to shake their hand and just say, thank you. That was really, really cool. Now, I remember at the time there were people who didn't like the fact, because in the Japanese version, the master was named God, and they thought that'll never work in America because that is a Judeo-Christian reference. And I'm like, yeah. Even then, it's like, it's just, it doesn't have to be that God. So they had to change it to master. And it was seen as offensive. And I think what's funny now, that the irony of it is that master is way more offensive a term than God is now, you would have to say. Now, they had a ActRaiser 2, which I swooped up. And, you know, what are you going to do? They tried. And ActRaiser 2, you know, I remember the box, it had the master, and he was wearing like angel wings and his little crown, and it was okay, but except that they removed the city building, and it was just the fighting. And I remember being so disappointed, because that's what made ActRaiser so unique, was that you had two games in one, and they were married, they were just blended together perfectly. And then ActRaiser 2 comes out and go, oh, we got rid of the dumb part. And what's the dumb part? You know, the dumb part was the fighting. I could play Contra if I want to just go some side scroll. I'll play, you know, Ghosts and Goblins. I can name any number of games if that's all I wanted to do. And if I just wanted to jump around, I could play Klonoa, you know. They ended up getting rid of it, but... Now, that to me, I know it's a long answer, but that to me is the best game ever. I do remember, though, when the Sega Saturn came out, one of their launch games was ActRaiser 1 and ActRaiser 2 together. But I always feel like if that's one of your launch games, then yeah, I don't think so. There was also a story that Quintet, the developer, started coding a third game in the ActRaiser series, and it was going to be on the N64 because this was on Super Nintendo, and then they never got to it. And I remember, oh my gosh, it was about maybe 10 years ago that they were talking to Fumiaki Sira Ishii, who did the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles and My Life as a King. And he was saying, oh, I really want to do a new ActRaiser. And so my eyebrows get raised and my ears perk up when I hear something like that. But to answer your question in very long form, Philip, ActRaiser, by far the best ending of a video game that I've ever played. The most satisfying, the most rewarding, and just the coolest to watch. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give away a brand new game, get to some more headlines. I'll also tell you what's going to be new this week, and that's good because when something's new, then the other games move down the shelf and they get cheaper. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. 1759.
The Video Game Review. A little altered beast there. Altair, the original launch game on the Genesis. I remember seeing that thinking, oh my gosh, those graphics are so great. And the guy goes, yep, they're 16-bit. I go, what? 16-bit. The Atari 2600 is 8-bit, so it's twice as much. I was going, really? That's how I said to him. I said, really? I went, really? It's 40 after. It's time to give away the brand new game. This game is for the PS4. This is a shiny disc. It's called World Quiz. And it is made by GS2 Games. And on the cover, there is some very interesting architecture. But anyway, World Quiz. My question is this a quiz game or is this a volleyball game? It's not a trick question. I'm just trying to give these away. Second correct answer. You know what? We'll go second. We'll go first, second, third. I've got a bunch of these. I'll give away three. First, second, and third correct answer. Is it a quiz game or is it a volleyball game? The way you answer, that would help, Rick, is my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. sportsbyline.com. World quiz. Is it a quiz game or is it a volleyball game? Let me give you the blurb. It might help if you haven't figured it out. World Quiz game will help the player learn about geography in an easy and enjoyable way. You'll learn about cities, historical monuments, and unique constructions, food, drink, and natural beauty. Over 5,000 questions in 24 categories and over 190 different countries featured. So there it is. World Quiz from GS2 Games. All right. Now, let's get to some of the other pieces of news. Somebody mentioned to me on Black Friday that this guy in Tokyo had resold 200 video games and consoles that were set for delivery and made 5.8 million yen, which is about $51,000. And he said he sold 200 PS5s, Nintendo Switches, and he was working for a delivery company. I don't know how he could sell that many without getting away with it. I think the funniest thing is that he said he spent all the money at the track, the horse racing track. Good job. Speaking of Korea. I know I was talking about Japan. But apparently now a small independent developer has recently revealed the first playable adaptation of Squid Game, which is free on itch.io. Once again, itch.io. And, you know, we heard stories also that somebody's facing like a death sentence for watching it in South Korea and life in prison. And yeah, it's bad. I mean, it's great, but it's not worth going to jail for. Many people saw there was a guy named Mr. Beast that did his own version of the game. He's a YouTube star, and he has these massive stunts with huge prizes and rebuilt the sets and everything. It's pretty insane, but he got 456 people. $1,000 each, and the prize was $466,000, and close to 100 million views already. And so just to show you how popular this is. But developer Farwall took to Twitter and promoted Squid Game PC, as I said, itch.io, and you can do red light, green light. The glass stepping stones, tug of war, he said, is still in development. And he says multiplayer and voice chat is available as well. And the best part of it is that it's free to download. He said he developed it in just 26 hours, which to me means it ain't that good. But it's there was a parody game entitled Crab Game that came out. This one tries to be a little bit more like the original series. But, you know, having said that, it's only a matter of time before a big budget officially licensed Squid Game is going to be revealed. Now, we talked about how Netflix might be doing it themselves. But as a Netflix subscriber, and who's not, I got an email from them saying, hey, here are some of the games you can play on Netflix right now. Download them onto your phone. And it was some of the most garbage. You know, playing a game on the phone, an arcade game, for me, never works. And bless you if you played PUBG on there or some of these other games, if you could pull it off. But with a glass screen, what works on those? Games like Words with Friends, Angry Birds, Bubble Pop, casino games. That's the type of stuff that works on a phone. I really have no desire to try to play a full arcade game on my phone because it doesn't work. And that leads me into my next email, which comes to me from Jersey City, right across the tunnel there from New York. Jersey City, this is from Lori. Lori says, Rick, I'm having an argument with my friend about what the worst console of all time is. I say it's the Virtual Boy, and my friend says it's the Jaguar. I win, right, LOL. All right, and by the way, keep the emails coming, rick@sportsbyline.com. Well, listen, Nintendo has always marched to the beat of their own drum. We know that. And none of it was more – I've mentioned this before several times, but none of it was more evident than when here you had the Xbox 360 and the PS2. The PS2 had this new thing called Blu-rays, and they both were going to play DVDs. I remember at first I thought, oh, I can't play my DVD on the PS2 because it's only Blu-rays. And it's like, no, it's Blu-rays too. And Nintendo went last, and they go, yeah, we're doing this thing called a GameCube with a little teeny disc. It's like, yeah, but you're high def? No. And you can play movies on them? No. Huge hit. And so then when we get the PS3 and we get the new Xbox, what happens? What happens is they say, we have this thing called the Switch. Or sorry, the Switch. The Wii. With motion controllers, like, oh, and everyone scrambles. They go to their own beat. We know that. But the Virtual Boy, as I said, the company that focuses on innovation, Nintendo, and introducing so many new gaming mechanisms and ideas change the game industry forever. But sometimes a creator can be so ahead of the time that the technology is not really ready for it. And that was, to me, the Virtual Boy. That was the first VR console that was actually Nintendo's first 32-bit system. And there were some interesting mechanics to simulate 3D, had a monochromatic red screen, stereoscopic graphics. It was very hard on the eyes. It was not fun to play. There were only 22 games. You think one of the best ones was Jack Brothers, which is part of the Shin Megami Tensei franchise. And it's noteworthy, really, for the technological creativity. But it's also obvious why it was the worst-selling system that they ever put out. Even the joystick, because you had the goggles on, and then you were holding the joystick with two hands, and the joystick looked really weird. What was the other one? Oh, the Jaguar. Well, it's funny I mentioned that earlier, because Atari... And Atari tried to keep their standing in the industry. And what they kept doing was they were creating too many systems. They just couldn't stop after the 2600. And, you know, I think about the 5200. I mean, it's just on and on. The 5200, by the way, was using almost the same technology as the 2600, and it had a teeny library of games. It didn't work. But anyway, the Jaguar, I call it the Jag because we're close, but it was marketed as the first ever 64-bit system. And what it did is it took two 32-bit processors and put it together. And that made it very confusing for the developers. There were only 50 official games. There is a cult following by some of their fans. The joystick is horrifying. It's like a giant plate with 12 numbers in the middle. And then it's just, it was very hard to hold. But no, the Jaguar is way better than the Virtual Boy. So I guess that means I agree with you. Way better, Lori. So yeah, you win. The Virtual Boy stinks. The Jaguar was an actual system that gave a hoot. Don't pollute. All right. Thank you for that. Keep the emails coming, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Good stuff. Let's take a look at the new games this week. Beyond a Steel Sky. There it is. The adventure game for the PS4, the PS5, Switch, Xbox, and Xbox One. An adventure game. The people have been waiting for that. Evil Genius 2 World. PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. A strategy game. Prop Night. Very scary looking. PC action game. MXGP 2021. A racing game. Obviously PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox. Xbox One. And by the way, Hell Let Loose, I got my money back on Steam. Didn't put in the 4 hours. I got really bored. Just between you and me. Wreckfest, a racing game on the Stadia. War Tales, a medieval open world RPG on the PC. I got to take a better look at that. Looks cool. Transformers Battlegrounds, strategy game on the Stadia. Stadia trying to stay relevant. Give them credit. Archveil, an action RPG, PC, Switch, Xbox One. Very cartoony looking thing. My Universe Interior Designer, a PC sim game. Not my cup of tea, maybe for you. Also My Universe, Doctors and Nurses, PC, PS4, Switch, sim. Mechajammer. Mechajammer is a PC fantasy RPG. Dairuko, Agents of Sakuratani, a Switch virtual novel. We have The Plane Effect. The Plane Effect is for the PS4 and Xbox One. It is an adventure game. Rubber Bandits, not Rubber Biscuits, Elwood. Rubber Bandits, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Asterix and Obelix, Slap Them All, an action beat 'em up, of course, from the cartoon. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Grim Dawn, an RPG action game for the Xbox One. Looks pretty cool, actually. Solar Ash, an action adventure, PC, PS4, PS5. Happy Humble Burger Farm. Happy's Humble Burger Farm. PS4, PC, PS5, Xbox. Cooking Horror Simulation. Chorus, and they use like a V. This is an action flight shooter, PS4, PS5, Stadia, Xbox One, and Disney's Magical World 2, a Switch adventure game, and then a couple more. Big Brain Academy for the Switch, party puzzle game, Danganronpa Decadence, a Switch adventure compilation, and finally Icarus, don't fly too close to the sun, PC action, sci-fi, survival. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with a cheat code on the video game review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
The Video Game Review.
Hey, thank you for that. Time for the cheat code. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Getting you back to your sports talk here. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from TJ. TJ says, Rick, I want to know, please tell me how to get the Beastie Boys in NBA Jam. Wow. That's going back to the Wii. And I'll tell you how to get that. The King Ad Rock, Mike D, and MCA. MGA Jam, of course, was a great, great game. But on the title screen, press left 13 times, press right 13 times, and then if you press plus, you get Republicans, and if you press minus, you get Democrats. Isn't that weird? All right, but for your code, on the title screen, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, and plus. Once again, up, up, down, down, left, right, B, and then plus. And you can fight for your right to party. You will get the Beastie Boys. Thanks for your question. Send your emails to rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show. Until then, we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.